السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين يا سيد الشهداء. The message of a shaheed is forever fragrant with the aroma of eternal values. Eternal values such as Islamic freedom from the shackles of the carnal self and Islamic justice on the individual, social and global levels. And Islamic resistance in never fearing the enemy and standing up to the enemy. And Islamic resilience in always trusting the plan of Allah. And Islamic hope in realizing the greatness that the soul can accomplish. And dear friends, we find that a great many shaheed has left behind an eternal message. A message that every single one of us can hear, but only if we are willing to listen sincerely and attentively. In the book, The Radiance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, written by the esteemed author Sayyid Muhammad Hussein al-Husseini al-Tahrani, we find a passage where the author cites some verses which were recited by the third divinely appointed Imam, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. These verses recited by Imam Hussein alayhi salam were a part of a sermon which His Eminence recited on the day of Ashura. A sermon which was giving a message to every single one of us throughout the ages, wherever we are. In the verses recited by Imam Hussein alayhi salam, His Eminence speaks about how it is truly the hereafter which is of greater value, especially when compared to this temporal world. For truly, it is the hereafter that is the eternal and everlasting home of humanity. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam speaks about how if one is to die, then the best way to die is to die for the sake of Allah and on the path of Allah. And His Eminence Imam Hussein alayhi salam also speaks about how we need to steer clear away from greed. And truly, why accumulate and greedily hoard all the material wealth of this world, especially when we know that we will leave it all behind when we die? Imam Hussein alayhi salam recites, and if it is so that the mundane world is considered valuable, then the next life, the home of blessings and divine rewards, is more noble and more exalted. And if it is such that the human body was created and is willed to eventually die, then being killed by the sword in the way of Allah is the best way to die. And if it is such that the sustenance of a creature is apportioned in specific amounts, then the greater goodness and beauty lies in being less greedy in pursuing one's livelihood. And if it is such that the outcome of gathering possessions is to finally leave them behind, then what is the value or benefit of clinging on to something that must be left behind? This was Cube Sync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.